I know plenty of people who have no problem listening to Mozart's Jupiter Concerto or whatever it is and then going to the Clash Sandinista. You know, it's just not that big of a jump.
Punk, classical, acoustic, electric, crossing muddy waters, or hanging out at the tiki bar. Sticking to a sound doesn't matter to John Hiatt, but the songs do. Something he's made clear for over 30 years. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Iggy Pop, Bonnie Raitt, Three Dog Night, B.B. King, Jewel, Kenny Rogers, the list of artists who've covered John Hiatt tunes goes on. And the range of genres involved is a tribute to the solid strength of his writing. Just as the new millennium began, we were treated to two sides of John's own sound, starting with the down-home acoustic record, Crossing Muddy Waters. A year later, the electric guitars returned on The Tiki Bar Is Open, reuniting Hiatt with Sonny Landreth and the Goners after 13 years. Also in 2001, a crowd of FUV members got to see John and the Goners in action at the former Museum of Television and Radio in New York City. And host Claudia Marshall got the scoop on how two very different sounding records were made in such a short time.
I was signed to another label at the time, and then we kind of got into a bad situation with the label, and it was time to part ways. And so it took a little time to, because I didn't want to leave the record, what we'd started, I didn't want to leave it there. So we managed to get that out. And then in the meantime, in the interim, I was all of a sudden free. And so this little offer came to make this little acoustic album. And I said, sure. So,
Crossing Muddy Waters.
That's right.
And was it at all hard for you to sort of go back and forth between two very different styles? I mean, this is more of a rock record, and that's acoustic, and now you came back to the rock record?
No, you know, it's always been my kind of thing, you know, to move around. I'm the Sybil of rock and roll. That's so. How I like to think of myself.
The price was right there underneath our eyeballs. When it all came down, we were looking for the pitfall. Judy said, "Baby, better get yourself to going. Oh, we were so far gone, we had no way of knowing. Everybody went alone. Everybody went alone. Everybody went alone."
The new record is great. You guys love it, right?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, you know, it's the Goners being reunited after 13 years.
13 years.
Yeah.
How did that come about? How did you guys get back together again after all this
time? Well, I'll let Sonny explain it. Sonny?
We made a pact that we'd get back together by the year 2000, which is like, what, you know, 10 years ago when we came up with this idea. And John called me at home in 99 and said, you know, we're running out of time, so pull it out, let's dust it off, and go again.
And then our motto was, why not 2K?
I thought we were going to make that bridge. What do I know? Me and my expectations was always high.
Hiatt and the Goners back together in 2001 with a live version of My Old Friend. You can listen to the full concert and more special FUV live events anytime online at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.